May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for February 15th, 2020. Today I'm going to mix it up with some reports on cosmic space weather as it affects the quantum field of collective consciousness on Earth. And I'll be sharing the narrative from three recent blogs that provide some cosmic perspective on world events now that have transpired over the last couple of weeks that you'll never hear about from this kind of a perspective, cosmic perspective in the mainstream news, of course. As for the cosmic weather, which I'm just going to touch on today because I got a lot to go into. The sun is now in the last degrees of Aquarius. We'll go into Pisces in a couple of days, so the cosmic weather will be getting a little bit more emotional than philosophical in Pisces. I'm going to go right into the first blog narrative. I did this here back on February 5th, and it's called Amazing Pollen. Now, you can pull up these blogs that are all published at the HeartCom Network. You can pull them up in a separate window if you're on a computer where you can do that to create a window whereby you can follow along with these three blogs that I'll be getting off script quite a bit going through here, you know, giving some more insight and outlook for understanding the overview, you might say. But this first one is called Amazing Pollen. For those listening in the future, the show blog will be up in a few days, and I'll have this published in the show notes, the links to these different blogs that, like I say, if you're on a computer, you can pull them up in a separate window and pause the podcast when you're listening to the podcast, and watch the videos, read the articles, and have a multimedia show, kind of an in-depth show on what I'm talking about. So this first one, Amazing Pollen, I have a graphic regarding video of the week, and this is a video from Amazing Pollen, and she's an amazing lady. It's one of the first times I've seen her videos. This one in particular was kind of edgy. She has a graciousness to her. She reminds me of this other lady does doing videos, YouTube videos, and she calls herself Truly Gracious. And I like alpha females, you know, who are soft but strong truth tellers. And Amazing Pollen, this video that she gets into, what's going on with the, might say, she calls it the emerging singularity comprised of the Internet of Things, cryptocurrency, quantum computing, artificial intelligence, gene editing, and virtual reality, which she says these combine, this emerging singularity of these different dynamics in the computer world, they comprise the most important story of our times. So there's a synopsis of the video that you can read at a link I provide, you know, in the blog. And I'm just going to take it from the top. I like to think of myself as a messenger for the messengers, you know, different truth tellers, cosmic love luminaries. And I often feature their videos and articles that highlight rare insights into the big picture and global revolution. Evolution, revolution, revelations, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution. And this is a challenge for normalcy bias. Normalcy bias, paradigm paralysis, what some people say, refer to as sin, as stuck in negativity. And so I like to feature people like Amazing Pollen, who explains the matrix world being pulled around us, you know, the wool being pulled over our eyes by technocrats who lack the coherence and moral vision needed to harness the power of the internet for culturing social conscience and our all-connected global social networks. She's a truth teller par excellence. I mean, she's quite amazing. So this video I'm referring to is kind of a prophetic warning for waking up, you know, wising up, rising up to deal with the crisis and opportunity that I outlined in my previous blog article and radio show. So her whole intent is to help us realize who they are, not just the power elite, deep state potentates who fear the collective power of love, but also the heartless dark side that worships profit and power over us rather than of, by, and for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. So it's kind of this second aspect of, you know, this energy that we're dealing with, deep state, this deep state dark side. There's a quote by Ephesians in the King James Version that says, quote, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places," unquote. The dark side of the force, you might say. This is part of the dynamic. And of course, exposing that, if you can't know better, you can't deal better. So exposing that's kind of the intention of Polly in this video. And I mean, keep in mind that there's no political solutions to the spiritual disease of godless technocracy that prefers artificial intelligence to the real thing. And this is what she goes into the video. What's going on with this technocratic revolution, again, with cryptocurrency, the Internet of Things, quantum computing, artificial intelligence, gene editing, and virtual reality. She goes into all of these things in a way that is very incisive and insightful. So I encourage those who can watch this video now by going to HeartComm Network, and the video here a couple weeks ago on Amazing Polly, that video is included. You can go into it. There's a lot of aspects she goes into that are wide-ranging, holistic, all-inclusive, you might say. And again, she kind of eviscerates modern monetary theory in the movie, you know, with a little common sense. And I love truth tellers who just make it simple so that, you know, it kind of cuts through the BS and nails it. And she plays Polly, confirms, you know, the dangers of an encroaching technocracy through the collusion of big business with big government and a system of corporatism known as fascism. And it's just business, big business, you know, with the intention of more big business ownership and control of the human and financial resources of the world, these technocratic minions of the globalists who are into ownership and control of the resources, you know, the economics, the resources, human and physical resources of the world. So this is a huge issue. She nails it. So she connects the dots, paints a poignant picture of where it's going with new technology if we don't harness it with a new common sense, you might say, that's pro-life for our lives. So in the larger scheme of eternal progression, spiritual laws will govern without exception. One's soul knows with humble confession the power of love for divine intercession. And the best way to get past the victim-dictum that Polly talks about in this video, and this victim-dictum is what makes slaves out of sovereigns, the best way to get past this is to be the love you want to see, to raise the quantum field frequency with love and action frequently. Now, again, I'm referring to the love model. The love is geometrically ordered divinity, and a higher understanding of love, a higher standard of the high state of, you know, God, love, source, and a frame of reference for basically involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness along those more enlightened lines that frame the high state of divine love, God love, source. So, excuse me. So this is something I go into in the Heartware process, the Universal Interface for Global Telecom. I've been referencing that during this month of Aquarius, earlier articles. I think it's an important understanding that there are tools and processes, communication tools and processes that can upgrade our core freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, basically upgrade representative government to make our elected representatives accountable, more accountable to the purpose for which they serve. So this is a theme that, again, I go into here and we'll go into in from a different perspective in the next two narratives I'm going to go into. And basically the issue here is that the world right now is an epic test for souls of conscience, and that test, that struggle is reaching a climax. As Thomas Jefferson said, the issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, whether a man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. That is a core issue, a core theme of cosmic love, I think, from the beginning. You know, for the ownership and control of our own lives, sovereignty. And the high state of sovereignty as a better state than the deep state of subservience, slavery, you might say, that which undermines our sovereignty. I love this quote from Saint Germain on the deep state. And this came through David Christopher Lewis back on February 2nd. And this is regarding, and the key words here is the understanding of the watchers, you know, the key players, what's going on in the world stage, synthetic culture, mechanization man, artificial intelligence, you know, the banksters, and the control matrix. These are kind of key words and concepts going into this short quote from a video link that I provide. But these are issues that Amazing Polly references in this video that I first began talking about. So here's the quote on the deep state, and this is by way of Saint Germain saying through David Christopher Lewis that the deep state is the watcher's beachhead upon earth, manifesting through about 1,200 key players who are embodied now and another 400 who are between embodiments. Their intent is to prevent a golden crystal age and to continue to co-create a synthetic culture of mechanistic man upon earth. And this is a theme Elizabeth Clare Prophet talked about decades ago when she was lecturing, doing videos and stumping around the United States. And she talked about this issue of the mechanization man, this thing of how it's, synthetic culture is being created. So Saint Germain references, you know, that their intention is to basically subvert this crystal golden age and to create a synthetic culture of mechanization, man upon earth, with both astral overlords as well as their human overlords, using robots and artificial intelligence to replace the divine intelligence of our innate Christ awareness with a paltry yet quasi-scientific counterfeit. This is the technocrats, technocracy, a quasi-scientific counterfeit for Christ awareness or higher intelligence, you know, the Christ-like mind of God within us. So Saint Germain goes on to say, the deep state consists of numerous power brokers using international banking systems to control virtually every aspect of our lives. In a type of brave new world concocted by Satan and his cronies and carried out by their henchmen upon earth. Ultimately, these false watchers have no divine power to limit the sons and daughters of God and the children of light, except when we give them the authority to act through unloving and non-virtuous lives lived outside the circle of God's being, which is one and universal. End quote. So there's this understanding of the law of one, you know, unity and diversity, and the family of mankind in a global village. And then there's the understanding of politics, politicians, poly, many ticks, you might say, who are like parasites who divide and conquer and live off the light of light bearers. The understanding here is that one of the most common failings of good people is to believe that everyone's a good person. And you know, to hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil. Now, I say that's one of the most common failings of good people or light bearers, but the fact is it's one of the most common virtues of light bearers. And to be able to see the, you know, the conceive, believe, and achieve a higher standard of being that, you know, how we are one, and we're all brothers and sisters in the family of mankind. So this is the understanding that, and this is a quote from Albert Camus, that in the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. In the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. And that makes me happy, for it says that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me, there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back. So if push comes to shove, love is the key, you might say. So that's, I could go into some more aspects of this first piece, blog, weblog about Amazing Poly, but because of constraints of time, I want to go into the second blog, which was just published here February 8th, about a week ago. And there's a graphic there at the top of it, refers to video of the month. And this blog is about coronavirus. Again, just published there a week ago. You can go to HeartCom Network and pull that up in another window and have a multimedia show. If you're listening on the podcast or even right now, if you could pull that up in another window, you can see what I'm going to be referring to as I go through this. Again, I'm you know, hoping that, you know, my grandchildren or great-grandchildren will someday look at this and say that Grandpa Crickey was talking about some pretty far-out stuff back then, and as the host of Cosmic Love. And again, I've been doing this Cosmic Love radio show now. This will be my 12th year. And you know, the more I've done this, the more I pretty much become philosophical about, you know, really good news, so to speak, and really bad news. It's like they're two sides of the same coin. It's like the justice that just is. There's the, you know, it's like being married, you know, for better or for worse. You've got the good and the bad that is surfacing. And you might say the more good light that comes up, you know, as the Aquarian energies are surging, the dark side is purging, and all these misqualified energies of old records coming to the surface for transmutation. This is part of the dynamic. Well, the Aquarian spring energies were really surging this last month, and then this whole coronavirus thing came to the surface. So this is a way of transmuting it. You know, you can focus on these issues and make invocations, you know, that you might say with ruby fire, you know, intense love for transmuting it, you know, like put it in your ruby ray guns and have a blast, you know, and basically transmute it, all cause, effect, record, and memory. You know, these issues are, you know, have come up for transmutation, so I'm going to be going through it. The coronavirus thing is a lot of fear out there. Flu is fear. I mean, you know, the energy of flu is a fear energy. And a lot of people, you know, even when flu's going around, This is the way it works. When flu's going around, a lot of people won't even be exposed by it, but they're so fearful of it. The fear creates a negative energy in their body, which triggers, you know, fungus, bacteria, and viruses, you know, the biological terrain. Just says, oh, my God, you know, we're going to have a, you know, the fear will trigger a cleansing cycle, a healing cycle in the body. And people will have, basically, everyone's got, just like everyone's got cancer cells in their body, they got cancer, but their immune system keeps it in check. Well, we got virus, flu virus, different viruses in our system, and a biological terrain. Everyone's got fungus and, you know, fungus among us, fungus and bacteria in our system, but the immune system keeps it in check. When people get fearful and they go negative, you know, they get stuck in negativity, you know, they get, you know, full of fear. They don't even have to be exposed to a virus. They can trigger basically a suppression of their immune system to where there's a proliferation of fungus, bacteria in a terrain in the body where the viruses thrive, and all of a sudden you got a cleansing reaction with colds or flu. This is a dynamic you never hear about. But this is what goes on in a lot of cases with the pandemic fear, too. You get people getting sick just listening to the evening news and getting afraid. You know, I mean, and the reality here, you got, I mean, the seriousness of China, you've got a third of the population, 400 million people in China who are in lockdown, in quarantine. I mean, we're talking about more than the population of the United States. And it is serious. But it may not be as serious as we think, and I'm going to be going into that. And it may be serious in other ways that has implications, like who is behind it, where it came from, why this has happened, how bad this really is, and what you can do. I'm going into in this this piece, introductory piece on coronavirus. I'm going to go into another piece, kind of an update. This is from a week ago, though. There's a video, the first video here, and I say watch it before it's disappeared because this is an amazing video. This is this guy, he's like a university professor, you know, he's still teaching classes. But like decades ago, this guy, Dr. Francis Boyle, who has 3 degrees from Harvard, he drafted the U.S. implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention that was approved unanimously by both houses of Congress and signed into law by President Bush Sr. This is way before 9/11. This was the guy that drafted the legislation that was approved regarding limiting biowarfare, you know, limiting it. Well, this all changed right after 9/11. When there was an anthrax attack on Capitol Hill, and this combined terror was used to rush through police state policies of the Patriot Act. It was Dr. Boyle, this Dr. Francis Boyle that's in this video, very credible guy, very honest, speaking from his heart. It was this guy, again, he's very intelligent, 3 degrees from Harvard. And Dr. Boyle, it was him who blew the whistle on the deception regarding the anthrax attack, explaining very publicly how the anthrax was analyzed and found to have the well-documented genetic engineering blueprint showing it was created in a U.S. biological warfare lab, an inside job, you know, like 9/11. Anyway, this Dr. Boyle has been blacklisted by mainstream, you know, deep state media ever since. So this video has disappeared by YouTube. You'll know why. I mean, as a deep state Ministry of Truth collaborator, YouTube has been censoring truth-telling from independent, free-thinking, pro-life, pro-gun, pro-Christian points of view, filtering content, you know, with Google's algorithms programmed by ideological gatekeepers of the political Zionism persuasion. But I digress. You know, my point is, in this executive video interview, Dr. Boyle discusses the coronavirus outbreak, you know, in Wuhan, China, and the biosafety level 4 laboratory, BSL-4 lab, from which he believes the infectious disease escaped. He believes the virus is potentially lethal and an offensive biological warfare weapon or dual-use biowar weapons, you know, our weapons agent that was genetically modified with, quote, gain of function properties, which means it's modified to be more virulent, which is why the Chinese government originally tried to cover it up and is now taking drastic measures to contain it, and actually saying that they largely have, when it seems to be what's leaking out is that they largely have it. But anyway, this Wuhan lab, biosafety lab, it's also especially designed from designated World Health Organization research lab. And Dr. Boyle contends the World Health Organization knows full well what is occurring and is orchestrating a mass vaccination agenda in collusion with Big Pharma. Now, that's saying a lot. You're not going to hear that, you know, on mainstream TV at the boob tube or on national propaganda radio, I mean NPR. You're not going to hear that. And according to Dr. Boyle, major governments of the world have spent more than $100 billion developing bioweapons. And Boyle explains how there are now 13,000 U.S. scientists working on bioweapons on a scale analogous to the Manhattan Project that developed the atomic bomb. Now think about that. AIDS virus and coronavirus? This is from Dr. Forty. Now, those who are on the list, email of Dr. Kathy Forty, she's a brilliant investigator and truth teller in her own right. She's worked with quantum medicine, quantum science, quantum healing, energy healing, and she's well-networked around the holistic health and the healing community. And she did some investigating, and she said, and this is on her newsletter recently, she said, quote, recently the BioVix.org server, which is a forum for biologists, they published findings that indicate the coronavirus was engineered with key structural proteins of HIV. Now, if true, this means the AIDS virus was intentionally, the HIV virus was intentionally inserted into the coronavirus strain by its developer. Within a short time after publishing these findings, this website, this server, BioVix.org, was pressured to remove their findings from all media sites. It was scrubbed. However, after this news broke, the Chinese government started using HIV testing to verify who had the coronavirus and found it was a good diagnostic indicator. Now they're using HIV drugs to combat it. That was their next step. So luckily for us, this virus was still in the unstable phase when it got unleashed. It began immediately mutating, which weakened its true pandemic properties. And that's probably perhaps true, and perhaps also it's true that as it mutates, sometimes it could, you know, it could mutate in a way that it increases its pandemic properties. So that could either go both ways. But anyway, that was interesting from Dr. Forty. Back to the video with Dr. Boyle. He goes into the massive amount of media misinformation and propaganda, you know, fear porn, the fear porn racket that profits Big Pharma with vaccines like the coronavirus vaccine that the Gates Foundation patented before the outbreak. I mean, think about that. These are man-made viruses that are patented for vaccine production to treat what they create. So this new pandemic was either a premeditated release for peace exposure during Chinese New Year travel, or as Dr. Boyle says, it was a catastrophe waiting to happen. So we've seen a similar crisis management routine of criminal intent and motive with the SARS and the swine flu pandemic events. But it may be different this time because coronavirus has been weaponized with enhanced function properties. So, I mean, it spreads rapidly without symptoms for 2 weeks, and some mutations could become virulent, or it could just peter out. And this is what This is what John Rappaport goes into, and I'll provide that link and information in this next video. So if it comes to mandatory vaccines pushed by politicians and big pharma-embedded agencies like the CDC, Dr. Boyle warns that new unproven vaccines often contain live viruses that can actually cause the disease in those with certain genetics or a weak immune system. So in that case, we'd all be guinea pigs, a big social experiment. And actually, that's not far from the truth now. I mean, crisis management has social engineers in high gear for control of the narrative, so business as usual isn't interrupted. And you might think of, you know, these ships that have been quarantined, several cruise ships off Japan and off China, these cruise ships that had the coronavirus on it, they've been quarantined. If you think about it, it's like a big social, it's like a big experiment there in each case. They're like, those cruise ships are like a Petri dish. I mean, they're circulating the air between all the people on that ship, and they're watching what happens so that those who are infected, the air circulates to those who aren't infected, and they're watching how many people get infected. It's like a big social experiment, like a Petri dish, you know, to see where, but it's like the humans are the medium, you know, and they're finding out, you know, how serious this is. And in some of the cases, I won't go into the specifics, it looks pretty serious. I mean, you know, a lot of people are getting sick and a lot of them are dying. And some media says it's not so much. Now other people are saying it's a lot more and it's being covered up. So back to Dr. Boyle, it's not very comforting to hear him explain that a leading proponent of population reduction, you know, Bill Gates, was financing research at the bioweapons lab that was the source of the new 2019 COV coronavirus. You know, this new specific coronavirus. And there's more on that in the video. So it's also no coincidence that Bill Gates predicted just a few months ago that a pandemic was on the horizon that would kill millions. And it's no secret that a company owned by Bill and Melissa Gates Foundation owns the patent to the coronavirus vaccine. So let that sink in. And there's a press release I provide, again, in the copy, in this article on coronavirus, from the Gates Foundation. And this is from the Seattle press release, February the 5th. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation dedicates additional funding to this new coronavirus response. And they announced that it will immediately commit up to $100 million for the global response to the 2019 novel coronavirus, 2019 COV. The funding will help strengthen detection, isolation, and treatment efforts because they have the patent on the vaccine. I could be making a killing on this one. I don't mean to be too cynical, I mean, but their intention is to protect at-risk populations and develop vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics. The new funding is inclusive of $10 million the foundation committed to the outbreak in late January. There's an article, you can go into it more. So a related article to this is, who controls who? The World Health Organization. The UN's World Health Organization, you know, like cui bono, who profits from open borders, open trade, and worldwide pandemic? UN handlers, the big pharma, population control, police state, follow the money. They intend to make a killing. Now, this is kind of a cynical perspective on it, but there's an article from Natural News that goes into this. That the WHO, World Health Organization, demands all nations drop travel restrictions and allow infected Chinese to enter every country. I mean, and this is part of the title in this, is are they actively rooting for the virus? So here's an excerpt from that article, and this is by way of Dr. Francis Boyle again. He says, you can't readily believe anything the WHO is telling you about this. They're up to their eyeballs in it, in my opinion, warned Dr. Francis Boyle in a bombshell interview. And the full transcript of that interview is linked there. He later added, you know, Dr. Boyle, you can't trust anything that WHO says because they're all bought and paid for by Big Pharma. And when they work in cahoots with the CDC, which is the United States government, the Centers for Disease Control, they work in cahoots with Fort Detrick, you know, biowarfare lab. So you can't trust any of it. Anyway, that's what he's saying, which is an interesting perspective from where he's coming from. He's been monitoring this, you know, like for 30 years as one of the highest professionals in this field, trying to prevent biowarfare insanity from proliferating. So, I mean, this is some pretty amazing stuff coming out from a really amazing source to give it credibility. So there's another article here. Why is the World Health Organization engaged in bioweapons research? Again, it's from Natural News. And again, we have a quote from Dr. Boyle, and he says that as for President Trump's current handling of the crisis, or lack thereof, Dr. Boyle blames those surrounding Trump for not giving him the full scoop about what's really going on. In Boyle's view, there are evil factions here on our soil that, just like in communist China, are trying to cover up the truth about what is really happening. They're trying to cover their butts is what they're trying to do. Well, he says it. He says, I don't believe Trump is getting proper scientific advice. This is Dr. Boyle speaking. He says, I don't believe Trump is getting proper scientific advice about how dangerous this really is, and that it is an offensive biological warfare weapon, Boyle stated during the interview. Basically, Dr. Boyle says, he has surrounded himself with all these scientists who have been up to their eyeballs in this dirty biological warfare work here in the United States. And he goes on to say, so I have no idea what they're telling President Trump, but I suspect they're spinning it to protect their own rear ends here. In my opinion, every BSL, you know, biowarfare laboratory here in America should be shut down immediately. And a lot of people would agree with that. Boyle also discussed the report put out by the Great Game India Journal that exposes how this coronavirus is a Chinese biowarfare agent and not some random disease supposedly being spread by snakes and bats. As Dr. Boyle says, on biowarfare programs they want to cover up, they always blame it on bats, Boyle contends. You know, bats have been around forever, so give me a break. And consider what Dr. Boyle said February 7th in a three-minute interview, and I provide the link on that, where he says it was the U.S. biowarfare lab at Plum Island that accidentally released Lyme disease and West Nile disease. Now think about that. Think about Lyme disease and how it spread across the United States, came out of nowhere, and West Nile disease and how that came out of nowhere. And you can also, there's other diseases that, you know, that I could go into and where they were suspected to have been released from. But just those two alone, how many people would know that? Coming from Dr. Boyle, that's quite an indictment that these biological warfare centers are accidentally or otherwise releasing, having these horrible diseases released that are afflicting and killing millions of Americans. I mean, Lyme disease has created misery for people all across the United States. So the people of China and the U.S. are suffering from this biowarfare industry in collusion with a drug vaccine agenda that profits from creation and treatment of disease. Like the military-industrial security complex profits by creating and managing endless terror and war with encroaching police state policies. But that too shall pass with the reset. And I'm really big on this. This is all part of the 2020s Aquarian Spring reset of global, you know, we're on the cusp of Aquarius. Again, Aquarian energies, Aquarian light, freedom and opportunity is surging. And all this dark side, deep state BS is purging. So it's time that we, the people worldwide, wise up and rise up to demand account for the insane biowarfare policies that affect, if not infect, all of us. So there's one other video I have here from February 7th. It's an update on China's economic lockdown. It goes into China, how China's busiest ports and population centers are in lockdown with little or no production, and how this approximates the U.S. population, and this will, and how and why it will affect all of us. All kinds of impacts all over the place already. But here's what they're not reporting, and this is a video from Peak Prosperity, and it's called, you know, Coronavirus, a Nightmare for the Global Economy. This is economic implications, and how mainstream fake news is gearing up to keep us all copacetic. No worry, our economy is fine for now. And this video is exposing the seriousness of it in a way that we're not hearing, so that doesn't create panic, which is a good thing, you know. But it's serious enough that it had a quarter of a million views in just a few days, which is for a trending video on YouTube. That's pretty amazing. So there are 80 cities in China under lockdown, including Beijing, which is from a February 9th article, Zero Hedge. And there's controversy about how serious this is. Half a billion people under lockdown. There's another article here, and this is speculative, but a billionaire whistleblower that came out of China that's in the United States. He has sources that say that the Wuhan crematoriums have cremated 50,000 bodies. Now, the official coronavirus death toll in China is a little over 800. For this guy to come out and say there's 50,000 bodies they've cremated, and that the crematoriums are leaking these figures in China, and that these crematoriums are working 24/7, these crematoriums, and that they can tell from space using satellites that these crematoriums are like releasing massive amounts of the signature of cremating bodies, that this may be credible, that there could actually have been 50,000 coronavirus victims in China already, which, if that's the case, that would be shocking. And again, I don't know, or we'll be finding out. Back to the subject, how this issue, panic is counterproductive. You want to be aware and prepare. Some things that you can do about this. I mean, the simple answer to the cold virus or a cancer virus or the coronavirus is a strong immune system. That's the key. And there are dozens of modalities for optimizing the immune system, ranging from spiritual practices and emotional harmony, you know, fearless faith rather than faithless fear, to physical disciplines like aerobic exercise, good diet, vitamin D, high dose vitamin C, and the superfood Swedish pollen extract. My experience, having run four holistic health centers over 40 years, is that the SPX, you know, the nutritional grade royal jelly, the pollen extract, is the highest grade of stem cell constituent, you know, RNA, DNA, genetic material, for supporting cellular rejuvenation, vital force, and the endocrine glands that regulate the immune system. Now, since 1987, when I went to Sweden and got the American rights for distributing this SPX, I've seen unprecedented results with the full spectrum of health conditions. And I'm not making any health claims, but I'm telling you, I've worked with this, and the benefits for strengthening the immune system, I don't think there's anything comparable. I mean, since then, since 87, I followed the increasing use of this pollen extract, this nutraceutical grade, you know, high grade pollen extract in drip IVs for immunotherapy by doctors worldwide. Now, I'm not making any health claims. You know, I'm just selling a powder that you can take, you know, sprinkle it on your cereal or dissolve it under your tongue or however you want to take it. But be assured that an ounce of proactive prevention is still worth a pound of reactive recovery. So I'm just making a case for common sense here, folks. And this is a food. It's not a drug. And with this SPX Ultra Food, you'll have the benefit of more vital force, energy, as a healthy side effect. That's the side effect. You have more energy, vital force, because it's like rocket fuel for the mitochondria of the cells, which is the energy factory in the cells. So you feel better, as well as strengthening the immune system and the endocrine system. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that for now. I want to go to the last piece, and I'm coming down to maybe 10 minutes here. And this gets more into the solution. This blog is called, this is the latest one that I just published the other day. It's called Ultramedics to the Rescue. Now, Ultramedics is referred to as ultramolecular medicine, or Ultramedics is beyond medicine. I have a website on what Ultramedics is. But I'm going to go into the problem and the solution real quick here. I mean, the coronavirus crisis is worse than we are told for millions of humans, at least in China for now. And there's two models of healthcare, two ways of looking at this. And I have a part one and a part two to this blog that goes into it specifically and finishes up with solution. Again, Ultramedics to the Rescue and what that looks like. And to give kind of an overview, part one is the reactive model, and part two is the proactive model. Part one is talking about crisis management, you know, the disease care system and reacting to disease. And part two is the health optimization model, the disease prevention model, you know, for building health and preventing disease. I mean, one is crisis management, you know, creates and manages disease for profit and power over people. I mean, this is the disease treatment intention that is adverse to prevention. There's no money in prevention for that model. All the money's in, you know, the money's in treatment. The other model, health optimization, creates and sustains health for profit and power publicly. You know, the public benefits with an optimal immune system. And this health optimizing intention focuses on prevention. You know, that which prevents disease, well, it's true, it'll treat disease at therapeutic levels, but you don't get disease in the first place. It prevents the need to treat disease, which is not a good business model for the medical industrial complex, but this is what we're up against. We have entrenched economic interests that are organized for profit and control, not prevention of their profits. So this, I'm going into it here. This is kind of what it comes into. What is the business of businesses of business is all about? You know, busyness. You know, we're either busy being healed or we're busy dying, you know. So this compendium has several videos and articles making it obvious who created coronavirus, their intent and motive, and why strong immunity is the key to our surviving and thriving. And again, there's multiple ways to create strong immunity, but the Ultramedics model, you know, Ultramedics to the Rescue, that's the theme I'm going to go into. And you can, those who are, that have the blog, if I don't get to that, if you can go to the source that, again, Hardcom Network and most recently published blog down below on Ultramedics to the Rescue, if I don't get to all of this, you can always read this, that solution to the problem. So I'm going to go into this problem a little bit more. I mean, the problem is that modern medicine, as a general rule, is preoccupied, again, with treating disease, not preventing disease with a strong immune system for optimal health. And yet that's what the experts are saying. You know, well, one thing you could do is just, if you can't strengthen, you protect and strengthen your immune system. So, again, the problem is because the medical industrial complex is a business first. I mean, it's organized for profit. That's corporate law, that wherever profits are at stake, you know, the shareholders come before the public. I mean, the medical industrial complex has been privatized and weaponized for profit and population control, for market control, for economic control. And this compendium makes this rather evident that this is an issue. So the solution is as self-evident as common sense, which the more uncommon it is, the greater its value. So, you know, common sense may be uncommon, but it's that priceless commodity that, you know, the less common sense there is, the more valuable it is. So an ounce of health optimizing prevention is still worth a pound of drug treatment, which weakens the immune system with side effects that kills too many of us. So this was my Valentine's Day message, you know, big love heals all, you know, Ultramedics to the Rescue. We're going to go through the problem and the solution. And again, two paradigms of public health are at odds here. The first paradigm I was referring to is the paradigm of disease care for health. You know, the healthcare system that is actually a disease care system. We call it healthcare, but that's the one paradigm. You know, corporate profit from treating disease, not preventing disease. You know, weakening the immune system by way of toxic drugs with side effects that kill millions worldwide. I mean, this is the disease profiteering model exposed in part one. I'm going to go into that, the coronavirus cover-up. This is a serious issue. That's the first part I'm going to go into. And then I'm going to go into the second part, the paradigm of holistic health care, public profit from prevention of all disease, strengthening the immune system with the learning system, wisdom of the crowd, global results-based data on best practices for your body type and health condition that you can access personally on the internet through a website. And this is the disease prevention model featured in part two, Ultramedics to the Rescue. Now, people that go to the blog, if you just want to go to the solution more so and rather deal with, you know, the go down the rabbit hole of all the deep state scenarios with the cover-up of this coronavirus issue, you know, how it's being covered up, and more insight into that issue, you can just skip to part two. But I'm going to go into that part one for now, just for a few minutes, and to give a brief overview on it. I mean, the common sense is that fearless wisdom regarding this issue will neutralize any fear. You know, all the pandemic bioterror. The new coronavirus virus, flu, is either, they call it the flu, you know, is either underestimated or it's overblown by most of the highly polarized media. We're getting a lot of extremes here, folks. And it depends on your news source. I mean, fake stream deep state media won't tell you it's not the flu and actually is weaponized virus. They're not going to say that. You know, that's what it looks like. And independent media sources are documenting the true history of the genetic engineered bioweapon with severity that I reported in this previous blog, you know, the truth about coronavirus that I just went through. So by contrast, the highly controlled corporate media in the West have gone into spin mode, just as they've done in China, flooding their stock markets with equity, you know, basically creating money and printing money, creating equity to assure the world that their economy is okay. No problem here, nothing to see. You know, in the U.S., they call it quantitative easing. The stock market keeps going up because money's being created and given and used to buy corporate stock back to make look like the stock market's improving. And it's all an illusion. And China's doing this with their stock markets, and they're doing it, and the article goes into here by Charles Hugh Smith, how they're doing it in the U.S. also. Controlling the, and the issue by Charles Hugh Smith is that controlling the narrative is not the same as controlling the virus. This is from February 9th, this last week. And the excerpt from this article is that it's clear that the narrative about the coronavirus in the media is being carefully managed globally to minimize the impact on global sentiment and markets. In pushing this narrative that it's being contained, authorities around the world share the same goal: limit the damage to consumer confidence and market. It's all about the economy. You know, got to keep the markets good, keep people buying. You know, consumer confidence, got to keep it up. So this strain of coronavirus is a plague that could cause a global depression if we don't become proactive, get our heads around it, you know, get on top of this with prevention measures that build immunity to disease. So, and then it goes in, I'm going into more detail there. I'm going to kind of wrap it up. I go into my story here at this point. I mean, I'm saying, that, you know, common sense is needed here, folks. If we don't know better, how can we do better? The media is covering this up. I go into articles and reference that, and I go into how there's a huge coronavirus cover-up, and humanity is going to pay the price if we don't get on top of this. So I go into my story, my work as the communications director for Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Now that I reported on this list regarding his well-documented findings in his bestseller, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola Emerging Viruses, back in 1996, which detailed how AIDS was created out of U.S. biowarfare laboratories and injected into homosexual and black communities by way of hepatitis B vaccines, and that millions of Africans died from AIDS after the World Health Organization sponsored an African health campaign with the same vaccine. Now, of course, this is beyond insane. It's racist and sexist genocide. But it's politically incorrect to say that, and big media and big tech have disappeared that truth the best they can, condemning any exposure of cover-up complicity as conspiracy theory. Well, I'll let you decide. Following is a recent article with shocking videos from the same Dr. Leonard Horwitz I worked with, 20 years ago. Watch it, and you'll see why I've long said that Dr. Len is a world-class health rights activist, blowing the cover up, blowing the cover on the cover up. And he has a video there. You can watch an article and a video, and I make this note that Dr. Horwitz has a master's in public health from Harvard University and he's an award-winning filmmaker working in association with Medical Veritas International. I give a video synopsis. You can go into basically what he's saying in this video if you don't have time to watch the video. And then I provide some other videos, articles that give a summary on this. And I finish up with this understanding of Ultramedics to the Rescue, what Ultramedics looks like, how it works for global holistic healing, a highly personalized, customized, individualized self-care, holistic health care, and how this works. And I've talked about this actually in previous shows. I'm going to have to do a wrap now. I want to thank you all for listening. I've gone through a lot of stuff really fast. I'd like to cover more. Again, I'll provide the links in the show notes. So, again, thanks again. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.